Hello, and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 27.
Hey, guys.
This week I'm joined by David Reese.
Hey, I'm back. He's back once again for the Renegade Master.
Oh, hey, very nice.
Much. Max Smith.
Hello there. I'm back, but I've always been here.
Not always.
Always.
No. This room was once a brothel for keen beekeepers.
And I was there then.
It's like the end of The Shining. Yeah. There's a picture of when the building's constructed. It's Max with a microphone on.
Me in a little bee suit in the back. Yeah. It's getting stung in the arse.
Yes.
A big stinger.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Cameron Green.
Hey!
Buzz, buzz, people.
Hey! Let me love Bumblebee.
And I got the biggest clap.
Did. You do?
Yeah.
I've got a hospital for it.
Should wear protection with bees, though.
Yeah, no, true, exactly.
Welcome to the Porn Grub Podcast.
Yeah. Nice.
There we go.
You have your little caterpillar out?
Yeah. Hairy.
Hey? Little witchity grub.
It's good to be
back. Gillian McKee fainting when she sees it.
They are all very, what do you call it? They're very keen to show off the posteriors when you see them. You know, think bees are the horniest of all insects. Yeah. You go into the garden and they're all sat there like, you want some of this?
And you give it to them, don't you, Cameron?
It's just about the right size for them, actually. Yeah.
I'm pollinating, Mum, I'm pollinating.
Take it where I can get it.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just going to let that see where it goes. Oh, I don't fuck the bee. Fingered a hornet once. Dave, you've taken onto TikTok.
Yep, taking it by storm. 100 likes.
Oh, nice. So,
yeah, no.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, Jenna's, she's an actress herself, you see. She likes to get in the entertainment business herself.
Okay.
So where she's got a new job and she's getting a lot more time with her new job now, she wants to start working on TikToks. So she decided want to do some TikToks, like partner TikTok, relationship TikToks. Yeah. So
I assume there's a lot of material there. For
exactly. Yeah. It's mainly about like stupid things I do or we do together. We've only done one video.
I thought you were doing a Curry's advert or some shit. New Hoovers.
Does the ceiling and everything. Yeah, great.
Yeah. Not Hoovers that do that, mate.
Exactly.
I mean, just regular Hoovers.
Yeah.
Ever stick a Hoover on your knob?
I like what in
Don't look to see if anyone else is going to buy. I'm just seeing what Henry's been up to and my back's turned.
I think he's always smiling. So
true. Yeah. He's lovely.
He's got an easy job, that's why.
Yeah. Joe runs our TikTok for the podcast. He'll find a clip or I get Max to clip up a lot of old podcasts and send them on to Joe, then Joe will do the subtitles. We have this main issue at the moment where Joe doesn't know the difference between have and of. So I've sent him the explanation and the difference. And the other day I read the subtitle, Peace Have Fruit.
What's that supposed to be?
Peace have fruit.
So I was just sat there looking at the phone going, Joe, is this a joke?
Peace have fruit.
He turns up with a fat doob and a banana to your house like, no, brother.
I saw him in Afghanistan with a papaya. That's why they're all leaving.
Fucking hell.
Get out of here, get out.
I'm your new English teacher.
Dave, did you go to the Wigan Wickham game last night?
I did. How was that? Really good, actually. Well, I started drinking to the moment I woke up to the moment I went to
you
bed.
You need help.
I know. Wow. Well, where I've been working a lot, all I want to do is just drink all the time. But no, it was a quite interesting game, actually. Yeah. Like Wickham. We went with Ryan Locke. So Ryan Locke's a Wickham fan. Well, he's not a Wickham fan. But
he's from there.
He's a United
Wickham
fan. Oh,
yeah.
Talk about them lads that went past when we were outside the stadium. And they all went like, oh, Stephen Tries podcast.
Oh, yeah. So they was like, oh, Stephen. And then there was indoors. They were indoors.
And what about what Ryan said to me? They all went past.
Was that the one? You tell it.
We were all going past it.
He'd been drinking since 10.
Oh, shouting Wickham.
He went past and they were like, where's Stephen Tries podcast? Obviously Wickham. He's like, yeah, Wickham Wanderers.
Oh my god,
no.
Ryan, we're in the Wigan bit here. Shut up, bitch.
And you know that those guys are savage.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
hear that, they'll beat the
Wigan
shit
Wigan hardcore.
Out of
yeah.
Right, we got a photo with El Pie, cunt, Pie Man.
El Pie Cunt.
The sort of Mexican... Shit, Zorro. It is I, Pie Cunt.
We're like, oh, we support Wigan. Why not?
Leaves his trademark in the top of a patch. Allows it to cool as well.
But then always goes back just to take a bite. Yeah. They're paid for these.
Scoot him out.
That's what your parents really leave the pies out for at Christmas. Yeah. You don't offer him some sort of tribute. Wake up.
He used to be El Pie, now he's El Pie. The fame went to his head.
There's a fella inside who went up to Dave with his
You'd
dad.
Hope so, wouldn't you?
He's a real human.
Wait, sorry, I don't actually know who this is.
It's like the Wigan mascot.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
like
okay.
Pie. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. They have like tins of peas and a pie and it's all like
yeah, yeah.
northern foods and the mascots.
No.
You love it, mate. It's
Do
amazing.
You know what?
Yeah. It's Captain Cream Pie as well.
We've got to leave a cream pie out for him at Christmas.
It's nice that there's still jobs going for disgraced 31-year-old Everton players. Yeah. This guy goes over to Dave and goes like, oh, you're Dave from Stephen Charles Podcast. He's going, oh, yeah, let's have a picture and all this. And I'm still behind him going, yeah, we're here as well. We're also here. We exist. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's you. And I was like, yeah. Fuck off.
Why did you say
I got behind
that,
a picture like that because I don't want him getting all the attention. You know what I'm like?
No, but when you
yeah,
say
but don't
that...
get attention constantly. I wither away.
It doesn't make you look cool. You got to just be in the background picture and someone go, you had obscene green there. And I go, fucking, instead they've got you in the background just
seeing. Therein lies the problem. Swearing. He was like, oh, I'll get a picture with you as well. And I was like, oh, you can fuck up.
Yeah,
and he was like, oh, no, go
now.
On. His dad was there. So I was like, okay, got the picture. And he was like,
with
so
the dad.
And then he went, what's your name then? And I was like, are you.
Are you for real? Cabin boy.
What's your name again?
I was not happy.
So you were in the Wickham end as well?
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
My mate does the commentary for the game. He sat behind us in the gantry. I was looking out for him in his nice little hat.
I'm disgusted that you went to the Wickham end, Cam.
Well, I've got no real love for Wigan.
What?
Well, having been like St. Helens rugby fan and having seen Wigan beat Everton in the FA Cup a while ago, and having seen Wigan actually, having seen Wigan actually won something when Everton never have in my lifetime fills me with a sense of incandescent rage. The kind of flaming rage that can never be extinguished even by the powerful suction of a Henry Hoover. No, I can't win. And to make matters worse, as I was saying to you, you see Wigan on the Wickham on the attack, you're thinking, oh yeah, they've got something going here. And Akin Fenwar's running up to fucking long balls like Super Mario's going boom, jumping straight into him, the ball's pinging around everywhere.
He's just a unit, that man. That is all he is.
He's a fridge freezer.
I wouldn't slag him off.
No, I know. I'm not slagging him off. He wasn't his best game.
You're slagging Akin Fenwar off. Clip this up, Joe.
We did have trouble on the way there as well, didn't we? Like,
you attract it. I don't know
where it is.
It
must be a friendly face.
No.
I'm that guy from Stephen Tribe.
Nothing was promoted.
Was it Prescott pub crawl?
Yeah, that was it.
Now it's a sort of. So this guy starts, he's walking towards us and he's getting close and he starts swinging his shoulders about, you know what I mean? And we're all going.
It's a Danny Zuka.
He's coming straight for me in a beeline, and I'm thinking,
oh, yeah.
He knows what he's in for.
You were just mouth open.
You became Mr. Cream Pie in that moment.
Here comes the honey.
We see him coming closer, and bless him, he's clearly a troubled gentleman. I say gentleman in the loosest possible terms. Mm. Scabs all over his face, and as he gets closer to me, he just sort of goes like he's going to hit me. Instinctively, the only thing I do is like whip my sunglasses off. Fucking no chance. like a double take, and I'm like, and then it's like
I'm in Ray-Bans.
Reactively just did like the sign
he's
of the cross as a block as well, like sunglasses off down here, I'm like,
and he melted away.
As if he's just gonna burn away with his pitchfork out, and then he walks off, and I'm thinking, if we got into an altercation here, we're missing this game. But Dave's still going, well, you wigger. And then this guy sort of cottons onto what Dave said a couple of paces back and starts looking back and walking towards us. And he's like, oh, look at me, I'll give you a Lord, you and I. And we're like, no, Dave, come on, let's just walk past this dingy canal. Nothing bad can happen down here.
You weren't on the train?
No, we walked into the canal. Yeah,
walked into the canal.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Especially to fucking Cockney.
Come on, I was quite pissed at this
The
point,
canal's so. Littered with Ray-Bans.
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, you're going to get stabbed. And I was like, oh, you shit. Yeah, he does look like the type.
Yeah.
You won't
always play it safe because you might have a knife, kids.
That's it. Choose a life, not a knife, people.
Yeah. Oh, five alive.
Yeah.
So, good night, game finished 1-1.
1-1. Yeah.
I saw last minute equaliser.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. Thing is, we was getting a pint in for the first goal, Wigan's
you
goal.
Me.
Did you see the game? Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't just take a keg with you.
Not allowed drinks.
This bar's a bit noisy.
You know those hats with the piss.
You weren't allowed to take drinks into the stadium.
Are you
You're only allowed to drink
not into
the outside.
Stadium,
yeah,
no.
Not
right,
into them. So I got them to FaceTime me. So I was drinking outside.
They were inhaling.
Oh, the mate, we was literally downing them.
Was Ryan going for it or?
Yeah,
the butter pies.
Yeah.
Butter pies.
We did.
Did.
Joe, this week I saw it because I was googling northern foods and it was number one on all the list.
Westest fucking thing. So
would you buy
butter pies?
It's buttery mash.
Yeah.
In a pie.
That's literally it.
It's like your week's worth of carbs and calories in half a bite. And Ryan was
Do you do chips with this? To be fair, their pies are really nice. So I had a mint and potato one.
Mince and potato, please. And could you add some gin? Thank you, darling.
You wouldn't be surprised if you go for a gin of the month in like the Wigan Stadium and it's a blended pie. Mint and potato with a bit of gin.
Imagine if you had that when you were kicking off at the guy.
Yeah.
Hold my mint and potato pie.
Just going to fuck him up.
I'm off to a ruckus.
Forsooth, sir, prepare yourself for a fucking...
Put up your jukes, you reprobate.
Me and Max made a video on Rate My Takeaway.
Thought that was brilliant.
Yeah. It was so I've only seen one or two of his videos, and then we were watching through, and we could have watched any of them because they're so funny.
Yeah.
Max, have you been up to anything else?
Nope.
Nice.
I mean, nothing.
You've cut out the think about it.
We're getting quicker. Nothing that would interest the viewers of this podcast.
When we get to like season three, I'll just be no.
Just sticking his finger
and
up.
By Max. Shut up.
I've got to go and do nothing, apparently. I've got places to not be.
Last night I watched Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds. I didn't watch it with him.
Trying
to be a fan thing. With Ryan Reynolds.
Killing
good
Eve.
Film. Yeah. What's her name? Jodie Comer.
That's the
she's
one.
Good.
Yeah.
She's Scouse, but you don't know she's Scouse.
No.
Amazing what they can do.
Her dad's this a big it, deal on Everton Twitter.
There you go.
That's how she gets the Hollywood role. My dad. He's got close ties with Toffee TV.
If they did like Creed 3 and brought back Tony Bellew and Jodie Comer's in it as like his hard-nosed PR agent or something. I remember in the first one because he's such a tremendous actor.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't want to fight him. And then his agent goes, well, you shouldn't have been running around Toxteth with a gun. And his tremendous acting, Bellew goes,
you have a point.
He had his script. That's why I was looking down.
Oh. Really nice. I'm meant to be happy.
You just see the cream pie in the spoon.
Rolling.
In news, so this obviously goes out a week later. Today, Sean Locke was the news was he's sadly passed away, which is very sad. Because you haven't heard from him for a while, but you thought because of lockdown you haven't heard of many people.
No.
Sean.
You can't be smiling
at
that.
Lockdown.
Sean Lockdown.
Sean Lockdown.
Oh, okay.
Annabelle did a show that she was like working on the show and it was like a Channel 4 executive thing.
Yeah.
And he turns up and everyone's like, you know, they've had loads of speeches to listen to, they're not bothered. Apparently he comes on and just everyone's immediately on side and everyone's having a good time.
Yeah.
So it is a tragic loss.
Yeah, oh, yeah, massive.
Especially came out of nowhere.
Yeah. There's no, I didn't even know he had cancer.
No.
I don't think anyone.
I didn't know he was 58.
No, neither. No. Neither, yeah.
That's good for that. I would have given him 48.
Yeah.
That was a... Yeah, he's very likable, very funny.
Yeah, sad day.
Well, yeah. Very sad.
Too true. Now, we would usually go on to Max's Olympic roundup. Mm-hmm. The Olympics are over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But don't worry, Max. Football started again.
Yay!
We have a little sort of fancy Premier League. We started it the podcast fans. Or viewers, sorry, not fans. I did quite well.
Okay.
But I'm nowhere near the top. Everyone seems to have done well. We've got this elite sort of genius level of audience.
Yeah.
be surprised, given that put it to the max as we read.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's some sort of savant that like shits himself and reads it like tea leaves. Looking into Bruno Fernandes. Yeah.
But Cameron, I found your team. I found Joe's. I don't know if anyone else is in it. Are you in it?
I'm not in it.
Fuck yourself.
No.
don't understand it.
Rumours are.
Ooh.
Hot taste doing it, although he did debunk them today. Ronaldo is going to go to PSG.
What?
No, Ronaldo, YSG. Messi, Neymar, all in the same team.
That'd be incredible.
This is it. This is what I said.
Would be mind-blowing.
But they play in the French league, which is a bit of a shit league. Mm. It's a bit like the Avengers getting
That's
together
why, yes.
to take on Real Moat. You know? One of you will do.
Well, we don't need your boat. Yeah.
Gaza tried to do it by himself, didn't he? Yeah.
Gascoigne in the Avengers.
That's it. Gaza comes back like Ant-Man.
I fucking hit him.
Where's
that Thanos? He's not in the same weight class. I can't do it, lads.
Tony Bellew sat with the Infinity Gauntlet. He's like, I'm inevitable. And I'm... Oh.
Oh, I'm no.
An Everton fan.
You can't beat me.
Oh, wait, everyone can. That's all I know about football.
Half the people in the world disappear, and he's sat at home like, yes, money off the wage bill. Yes.
I hope he's gone. Football's back, and so is the Taliban.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Not as fun. We did the same. Yeah. <Ooh.
laughs> My intonation wasn't quite. That's why I didn't do the news on the weekends. And in other news, the Taliban's back. Are we going live to them now? Capital Shum in the Kish.
Joe in the back with his vegetables and fruit.
The pie. Do they like pie?
I don't know, mate. Great question, though.
Send them some. Yeah.
My problem is, why did they wait until COVID was over to come back? Are they obeying isolation?
Yeah.
Come back tour, innit?
Yeah. We can't be mixing.
It's 2 metres, guys.
We can't all come together.
It's all a big, elaborate Sacha Baron Cohen ploy, innit, for a film. Must be. And that's why, because they've got a film
dictator
with COVID
too.
Precautions. Have you seen the videos of them in the theme park?
Oh, like, the bumper dodges
and shit.
Why did America come in there? Was that 9/11?
No, it was part of the war on terror. Yeah.
What was Afghanistan before 2001?
Well, Russia tried to invade Afghanistan, couldn't manage it. And then when Russia pulled out, The Americans, or the CIA, gave the Taliban... the Taliban were given weapons and stuff by America to fight the Russians during the end of the Cold War.
By the CIA.
Yeah. Then they kept all that, and then they started insurgencies, had a power grab. It all built up to the War on Terror. America come in as part of the War on Terror, but try and fight them in the same way the Russians did, and try and fight in the same way they did in Vietnam. Where there's all these people who are hiding, guerrilla fighters, you know, and they're being hidden by villagers and stuff. And basically the whole country is against America. But America get an army together under the Afghani state and say, right, take this money, we'll teach your soldiers to fight the American way and the English way and whatever. So they have taught these people to fight in a certain way. But they're very heavily reliant on the resources that they now don't have because America and Britain have pulled out. And apparently when the Taliban came in, all these people just down tools and said, right, we can't fight you. There's too many of you. We're not going to win. We'll just give
you.
Yeah.
That's comedy what, podcast people. Yeah.
Shit. moving on. It's now time for Dave's favourite segment. It's I'll drink to that.
Oh.
This week's drink is red wine.
No.
Fancy.
Cough.
Headache.
Fancy.
Yeah, fancy enough.
That's
yeah.
Which red wine.
But do you fancy it?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Do you like fancy red wine?
It? Yeah, it's why I'm banned from Bargain Booze.
And just the going,
just smashing
licking
up the red
my
wine.
Lips at all the red wine. Yeah, like see a Shiraz coming down the street. I'm like,
just you at church. More priest, more. What's he doing in there? Oh, it's wine.
That's the blood of Christ.
I'm about to sin.
Since I've been hanging around with Brian Locke a lot more, like, because obviously we work together now.
Yeah, he said you've been pranking him, mate.
Oh, mate. Oh, don't.
The classic polishing the barrels.
Oh, that was brilliant.
It's disgusting. I would never prank Ryan.
It's just where it's Ryan. It's so easy. Yeah. So you could literally tell him to do anything and he will do it.
Ryan's going to get you back, you know.
Oh, is he? He's planned something.
Yeah, not in a good way.
I've heard that you've
probably
said...
just going to hit you over the head with a pan.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you know when he's dribbling? That's when he's plotting.
That's it, you slip on his dribble. Yeah. He's like, and he comes out of his stupor and goes,
ah, got you.
Take it. You're on the floor with your legs the other way around. Like, oh.
But yeah, he told me to download this app, and it's a beer app, and this beer app has changed my life totally.
Not for the better.
Genital
not,
no, to me.
Yeah. Drink.
Yeah, it is. I even went to the pub by my lonesome to try a beer I've never tried before.
That sounds sad.
It's like a 50-year-old man who's divorced.
Yeah. I was like, is it a sad thing to do? Yeah. And then you do see old men. I'm like, what? He does it. He's all right, but he's got no one else, I
you
suppose.
You can tell when it's sad. If say if you were going to film it and put it on TikTok, if you put sad music on top of it, that's when you know it's sad. Because you could go and film yourself having this lager and stick on some normal TikTok music that's happy and jaunty, and it'd still look fucking tragic.
Imagine Dave ordering a beer and just doing TikTok.
I'll have a Moretti, please.
Sad music fills the room.
Just paying
people
for it.
Crowd around.
He's hours, so lonely.
Hours later, they realised he was having a spasm.
The thing is, it was a pint I've already had before. It was a Moretti, but I hadn't had it since I had the app, so I needed to get it again so I can taste it and then put my info on the app.
What did you say about it?
I said 4.25, good beer.
He complained yesterday.
Is that the percentage on the side as well?
No, 4.25 rating out of 5.
Okay, do you see yourself being like the sommelier of
Yeah.
He complained Somalian. About a Heineken
Somalian.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Says, it's a bit smooth.
That's the thing. Everyone's like, how do you like your beer? I went, I don't actually know. Like, I don't
down
know.
My fucking throat. In my system.
Well, that was it. He had the Heineken and went, oh, it's a bit smooth. What do you want? Fucking gravel in it.
I like my beer like I like my pies.
I can't taste
it. Full of mess.
I can't taste the bubbles in this one.
sat with smash. A sachet of smash, everybody goes.
Time to slag off a podcast.
Ooh.
This one is called Deathbed. Don't read it, Dave. You fucking nonce. This one is called Deathbed Confessions.
Oh.
Paedophiles tend to leer where they shouldn't.
Yeah.
So that was,
oh, see what you did there.
Yeah. Dave hasn't touched a child.
No.
Physically.
Thank you. That one, Liz, was choking in TGI Fridays. Someone help him!
I can't. I'm not a nonce.
I'm not that within 50 metres of him.
Sorry.
Deathbed confessions.
Ooh.
First of all, it shouldn't be gossiping.
No.
You know?
That's it.
They've told you that in confidence, I imagine, and you've just gone blabbering around now that they're, you know, passed
dead.
And they can't deny it.
So what
imagine being around a loved one as they're about to slip off and some twat with the recorder just barges in the room and goes, got any news for me?
Yeah.
Be furious.
You did my podcast.
Already sat there. Don't mind me. Just...
What do you think of Manscaped? What's that, Grandad? What was that? Like and subscribe.
Smash that notification bell.
Deathbed. Rubbish.
Yeah. Sad.
Yeah.
If you will.
I will. It's morbid, really.
Why is it called a will?
Oh, I don't know.
Because it is your will.
Yeah.
Will you have this?
You know, like free will. Like free will. What you decide to do, it's what you decide to do with your things after you...
Also, that's free will, you can do it.
That's the thing.
That's the way I want to go.
Anaphylactic shock from a bee sting.
Right in your will before you're off to the beehive. I may not be coming back. I'll be coming on backs, but not coming back.
I put the testy in testament.
Leave us the mint in it. We now move on to just a wacky bloody segment. It's headline news. If you can tell me the Lucas, then I'd be quite surprised, to be honest. Last week, Cameron got it right. Spot on with Australia. Well done.
Yeah, Cobber.
Couldn't be prouder, mate.
The mystery of Max Headroom.
Scotland.
Greece.
Go America.
If it's going to be France, you'd be well annoyed.
America.
Oh, he's twice in a row.
They don't call me Mr. News for nothing.
If we just guess America every week, we'll get about one in three.
There you go.
Because America's so big.
A lot of news. So much news. Max Headroom is a story about...
Where you give head.
Hey! I'll say it's mummy.
Is this your office?
On the night of November the 22nd of 1987...
Nice.
..a TV channel was just playing the news. Until the signal was hijacked by Max Headroom. Which is basically some mysterious people put on a mask of this character called Max Headroom and just started screaming into the camera. Freaking. And this lasted for about 90 seconds, just saying weird stuff. No one really knew what was going on.
Yeah.
And then later on in the night, during a Doctor Who episode...
Like most of our podcast.
During a Doctor Who episode?
During a Doctor Who episode, they took it over again. And this time he started saying, like, oh, one of the sports newscasters is an idiot. And it started getting spanked. He just pulled his trousers down and somebody just started spanking him with a fly swatter. There's a lot of instances where people have just taken over the signals from old...
When was the most recent one? Because I can't think of any.
Was there...
Oh, no, it doesn't really happen anymore, because back then it was it would be a satellite. So if you just point another satellite at that satellite, you can just take over their thing.
So this must have been someone who had access to a satellite who decided to do this.
No, like a dish. You can just do it with a dish. Back then, you just needed a lot of equipment.
With a fucking dinner plate.
Free me up, Scotty.
Yours is just covered in mash.
It's not working.
Can we look at the plate?
Why we all got to put batter on it?
Have you seen that?
What did you say? Sorry, let me
lick it off.
Lick it off. And then what did you do?
Like a DeWolf.
What?
A DeWolf.
What?
My favourite of the seven dwarves.
Licky!
Snow White's not waking up, whatever I do.
I've been kissing over ages on the wrong lips.
No one told me which round I had to do it.
Oh, my God.
Good God.
The dishwasher's broken. We need Licky to come out and help.
There we go, two in a row for Cameron Green.
Smashed it.
This week's talking point, it's random.
Oh, didn't see that coming.
Hold me down.
No. You've not been on for a while, to be fair.
Exactly.
Is dating a co-worker off limits for you? If we had to date, if of the people here, you had to date someone, who would it be? That's what I'd ask. So you've got to date one of
us. Can it be everyone on the podcast? Just so
I suppose, it's a bit more inclusive.
Do you know what? I'm going to date Dave so he's not on his own in the pub.
Oh, thank you, Stephen.
It's nice, isn't it?
Thank you. I'd probably date Steve because he's got money.
For the pub.
Not with your drinking habits. Don't forget to tip. Stingy, this one.
Fucking hell. I'll get this round, shall I? Fucking hell.
When we have an argument and we have to sleep in separate bedrooms, you're just me turning the Hoover on.
I'll do it better.
I'll do it. Take that with the pen and brush.
Still works.
It hurts.
Oh,
Brilliant.
You're trying to make up and you hear from the other room, hi ho.
You walk in, candles, flowers.
You get me, man.
Six other guys in the room just watching. One of us.
They all look grumpy to me.
Achoo. Oh, man, that's brilliant.
So, Max, Joe
McGrath.
Yeah,
he's got a lot. He's got a lot of connections in the restaurant world.
He's got a car. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
He knows his food as well.
Yeah,
like tries all his food, doesn't he? Yeah.
He's got a very mucky car though, so he'd have a very mucky house.
Oh, he's very mucky. Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Oh, very mucky car. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a bit of a sloth, is Joe.
I'd take Max because he's got that famous vintage beekeeper suit.
Vintage. Spice on my love life.
Yeah, yeah.
In vintage.
I'll be the talk of the hive.
His granddad giving it to him. When the time's right, you'll know when to put it on.
He gets down on one knee and whips his massive beekeeper suit.
I heard about this on an episode of Deathbed Confessions.
Who's no one going out with? And no one's going out with Ryan.
You've got Ryan and Tom.
Or me.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah.
Or Tom.
You can't date yourself.
I could if I would.
You fucking would, yeah.
Yeah. Can you blame me, baby? Put some lipstick on my hand. Right. Like I'm 14 again.
If there was a machine where you could do that, like get the female version of yourself, would you do it?
Oh, female. Well,
no.
You wouldn't?
No. Too much ass to handle.
I don't know what to do.
I'm disappointed myself enough in my life.
Don't need myself to disappoint myself.
I'd be so fuming if the female version of me had smaller tits.
We only had enough material to clone one breast.
What?
It's just in the middle. It's just there.
That would be a kill me.
Yeah.
I'm going to get home and the rug that's already in my room is going to go, so you're bound out, huh?
Are you taking them?
I'd take Max. We won't need to do much, really. We could just sit playing Xbox and PlayStation.
Lovely.
We'd have like a joint couples Twitch.
Just Joe giving us wings.
Yeah. We're an open three-way relationship with Joe.
Tom's a good cook, but he's quite adventurous.
He's a good cook because when you're cheating him, he never complains.
Exactly.
He just sits there and watches very dutifully, listens to his Wigan podcast.
I'm a good cuck. I'm a good cuck.
I'm a good vegan.
Just a good
pet in a lettuce.
Next question.
Hey guys, could you be in a long distance relationship?
Calm your shit, Max. Only here. Your girlfriend went to university, but only for a little bit because obviously uni was shit last year. Was that difficult at all?
I think nowadays, with the advent of the internet...
Mm-hmm. So
it's popular YouTuber.
YouTuber. long distance relationship. Yeah. Dave, you said you've done it.
Yeah, I've done it for 3 years.
Completed
at uni.
Mate.
Yeah, smashed it.
So in a year, like out of 365 days, how many of those days would you see... Jenna.
See each other. Probably about 5 weeks combined.
35 days. So a tenth.
So it was difficult.
That's the trick. That must be the trick.
Yeah. I think it's possible.
Yeah, anything's possible.
Yeah, exactly. But at the start of lockdown, Zoe was living at her parents'.
Mm.
And so for the first week, I was just on my own. I was like, I can't last much longer just on my own because I'm going mental.
Yeah.
So then she came and stayed with me. Because obviously lockdown was only like 3 weeks. It was possibly going to be 6 weeks. I was like, if I don't see you for 6 weeks, like, or however long it goes on for, 2 months.
I'm going to forget you.
Well, no. I'd be like, I don't think I'll feel the same way because it's so long and you've chosen not to stay with me. I thought that'd be so weird.
Mm.
So I don't think I could handle long distance.
So the thing with me, I think where I
for
was
like
living
a,
with friends.
A long time.
Yeah, yeah. Where I was living with mates, I didn't have that worry of being on my own. And where she was living with her mum and dad, she weren't on her own either.
Yeah.
So we never had that aloneness, if you will. So we were quite fortunate in that situation.
Yeah, I guess if you're both happy where you are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, if, to be fair, if I was on my own, I don't think I'd be able to
do
it at all. Uncharacteristically quiet during this?
Just thinking about some really dark times in my life.
Oh, God.
No. When I was with my first girlfriend...
I was in Papua New Guinea.
When I was with my first girlfriend, she joined the Taliban, of course.
And I've got her back now, baby.
We've got tickets to the Fun Fair next
week. Quick session at the gym. We're all right.
I was living in Sheffield. She was living in St. Helens. And I'd see her a bit. To be honest with you, I wasn't that fussed. I was happy to be rid of her. And I didn't like spending time with her anyway when I was seeing her. And she just dragged out for way, way longer than it should have. But you're young and naive and...
Well, that's completely different, isn't it? Because that relationship's where you both want to be together.
I was willing to let her terrorist sympathies go by the by. I just really wanted to go to that fun fair. I hadn't gone on holiday in ages.
What about you and Annabelle?
I wouldn't like to do long distance with Annabelle now. I think it'd be a situation of if she was to go somewhere and do something, then I'd just go with her and make the work, they do work somehow, and do whatever else.
She moved to Barbados.
We're in different cities now, you know what I mean? We don't live together, but we spend at least half the week together all the time, and then you get your bit
of space. Prescott City.
Someone said to me once, how many people are in Prescott? I'm a fucking idiot. I was like, probably about 6 million. Have you seen the size of Prescott? What they didn't know is most of the people live in the sewers.
They're mole people.
Wait until you see them buried them again.
As soon as 8 o'clock rolls around and they all come out of the sewers,
it's like the time machine,
flesh-eating Morlocks, dragging them back down.
Like the manhole moves.
Is the sun out now? Ah, my skin. To the retail park. Get the eels, I'm hungry.
After the Prescott pub crawl for my birthday,
someone has eaten all the mash. Sound the drums, we must go to war. The king must be told.
Blowing into old Mackie's wrappers. It's like a fucking time machine when he goes to Prescott, to be fair. Nothing's changed in 1980. I don't know, even the fucking clocks.
It really hasn't. Yeah. I used to get my hair cut there when I was like young. When we went to the Prescott pub crawl, exact same. Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
Yep. But we're getting a theatre.
Oh, nice. Moving up in the
you
world.
You lock the doors after 8 o'clock and you all have staying there all night.
So what are we saying? You'll know.
If Annabelle's going to go somewhere, I'd make it work and go with and try and work.
She went
with her to go somewhere.
I'm going to Dundee.
Dundee?
Yeah. I've done a few D's in that.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Your face one is not a gay bar.
I could just take the mutant railway through
underneath Prescott.
Up there, it'll be fine.
It's singing away.
Yeah.
Riding on the back of the biggest one.
To Dundee, sire.
Yes, our king.
So is it long distance? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, even split.
Pardon. Southerners.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lovers. Friends.
Haters.
It's now time for Stephen Lies.
Shit, Dave, shit.
Stephen Lies. Stephen's sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Oh, Zoe. This week's detective is my great self.
Ooh.
What have we got?
You like what you see?
So... what does it say, Dave, on the vest?
Not a clue, mate.
Cam?
Swans out.
Swans out?
Swans. I like swans. Swans up my bum.
By the way, guys, I've got a blue vest here, I believe. I've only just looked at it. It has some writing on the front. What does it say, Dave?
Not a clue.
Why not?
You can't
I know it has got a man with muscles, but I have no idea what the writing says.
What does it say, Max?
Call the vet. The swans are out.
Wow.
I believe the arms look like little swans.
Oh, close.
Yeah, indeed it does. Somebody call a vet. These swans are sick.
Yeah, that's
the phrase.
Swanny swan, swan bum. Mm.
Okay.
Swans for me.
Dave, take it away.
I got this given to me on my second America trip because when we first went to America, there was a man walking around with this top on, going like this and doing all poses for women walking past. And I'd used to take the piss out of him everywhere we went. So they got me that.
Max?
This is the second novelty shirt my aunt bought me before I said no more, please.
Go on, Cam.
There was a bird who was something to do with the RSPB at university. I quite fancied her. Went to Raw one night, which was the sporting night, wearing that to try and pull her.
Okay.
Was she a literal bird?
He's got an elegant long neck.
That's where birds and bees come from.
Not just water on this duck's back.
So Dave, why didn't you know what it said then?
I don't know. I never looked at it before. Never read it.
But why would you keep making jokes about it if you've never actually read what the vest?
Well, no, it's more of the way what he was wearing. It was more like he wasn't wearing that exact thing, but he was wearing a vest that was quite low down, showing off his pecs.
Like a army.
Yeah, yeah.
When did you go to America?
Went to America. When we were taking the piss out of him was 2014, and it was 2016.
So did you have this at university?
I did. Brought it up.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Why?
Just to lounge about in, and it brought some memories.
It's not been worn, Dave.
Not been worn in a while.
I don't know why you wouldn't know what it says if you wore it all the time. If you did know what it says and it is yours, then you're a twat. Okay, Max, so this was the final straw for
yeah. But the first one she bought, I believe I've told the story.
Go on, what did that say?
So she bought me a shirt that had a polar bear on it. And with a sign that says, do not feed the polar bear bubblegum.
Yeah. How old were you when you got this one then?
So that would be probably about 22.
You were 22?
Yeah, yeah. So I'd come to uni, so she'd already sent it to me.
When you got the first one, you were 21?
No, when I got the first one, I was like 14, 16.
So then 7 years later, you went, that's the final straw.
Well, it was more like final straw. Like, I guess it technically was, but I'm like, I'm not going to wear these shirts that you've bought me.
Why haven't you worn it in any videos? Like when we had a gym video and you didn't wear it.
Because it's not really that sort of thing. I mean, it is, but I'm not going to wear that, am I?
That's perfect.
Yeah, but I'm ashamed of my body.
No, you're not.
I am.
You were topless in that video.
Why wouldn't you ever wear this?
I don't know, it's just not my sort of thing.
No, but I mean, like, for a sketch, we've had a lot of these.
Because I think the joke on it is so awful that it would just bring the video down.
I don't think so.
Convincing.
Have you ever worn it?
No.
Never?
No. I don't know. I don't even think it would fit.
Where'd you keep it?
It's in one of my bags. I've got a lot of suitcases. I need to move quick.
So, Cam.
Yeah?
You wore this to try and impress...
Well, not really to try and impress someone, but it was in third year, and it was a time of my life when, as we've already previously established, I'd wear some really outlandish and garish stuff because I've been going to the gym. I was in good nick, and I thought, well, I'm going
poor
to
Nick.
Raw. Didn't really.
As opposed to bad Nick.
They're twins.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Just finished giving him a go and they turn round. I fancy doing something naughty.
No, the wrong one.
Forgot I was in a long distance relationship. Good Nick. Where was I? So we're going to Raw, and Raw was very, not really my scene. I prefer going to Leb Mill, that was like, or Corp.
I prefer going to SmackDown.
Yeah, Raw was like...
Stinks.
Well, yeah, I did wear it to like a horrible club. So we've been going to...
Max seemed to be a little bit offended at that. A little bit offended at that. In terms of reactions, there was a little... That was just something to reel out there and see if anyone bit.
Oh dear.
Continue your story, Cameron.
Well, I used to play for Forge FC, which was like the football team. for the radio. There was a girl who had a show on the radio, turned up, chatting to her when I was doing the shows and all this, and thought she's nice enough. She was going,
She'll do. Yeah.
So she had an interest in, like, you know, conservationism. And, no way I'm naming this bird, poor gets.
Could we get the first letter of the first name, please?
B.
B.
Bethany.
Fuck yeah, just a bee.
Birds and the bees.
Interested in conservation.
And my mind. Very interested in this conservation, all this. So I thought, well, I'll just turn up in the, you know, in the vest for a bit of a joke. And I had just jeans and that on. There's no way that thing covers anywhere near the circumference of my areola.
Would you put this on now, please?
You want me to put over my...
Yeah, yeah, over. You don't want to get...
Well, I don't know if that's over.
I could put it on proper if you want. I'll just go and take my top off.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, come on then.
If that's okay with you two.
Yeah, it's fine by me. Yeah. I mean, it's not mine.
We know that. I don't believe it's yours, because how would you not know if you've had a top for 5 years, you don't know the sentence on the front?
Might be just frying you off the scent.
No, that's a lie, Dave. You can't just lie.
Mm-hmm. It works.
Good. They're not as big as I thought.
I really imagined them to be.
Yeah, it's cold.
Like
thing it's is, we're saying all this. Over. They're definitely going to be blurred out in the video, yeah. So no one can see it.
In terms of my logic, I'm going to say it's not Dave because he didn't know what it said.
Okay.
Between you two?
Now you've seen it on me, you're thinking, how could anyone resist him wearing this outfit?
You seem nervous from the get-go, so I'm going to go with Max. Is it you?
No, it was him.
You know what it says?
No, to be fair, I don't know fully what it says. I don't fully know what it says.
Look at him, the player of the stuff.
Swans, but that was it.
You know what it said, though, because he would have showed you it at the start.
Yeah, true.
Can I keep this on?
I try frying you off the scent.
That's just a lie!
Cheating. I've done her wrong.
Ridiculous.
Can this be the thumbnail for this week? My t-shirt tan.
How am I supposed to do that if you go, I don't know what it says?
Also, wow. I've done him here. I've absolutely done him. Oh, I've ruined it.
Do you want me to
You can't just lie.
Devastated.
Do you want me to suplex him?
Yes, like please, go on.
Are we not allowed to lie?
I thought, if I had you off the scent, I was like, how could it know it's me?
Right, guys, let me know it. We'll put a poll up. Did he just fucking cheat?
The issue was,
or I could... just being a sore loser?
I was going to say something and realise I can't.
Like, oh, no.
I didn't know they were going to know it. So I was like, if I'm the only one that knows it... Well, actually,
you sent us the picture. I need to know.
Yeah, I'm happy I won.
You didn't win, Dave. You can't just lie when you're telling the truth.
Oh, this is a hot debate now.
I think, you say, pull it to a poll.
Be honest, what do you think to that? If that was you?
Quite smart.
I'd be devastated if it was me.
It is called Stephen Lies. Exactly.
But when you're telling the truth, it's not. You tell the truth.
I think it's smart.
Did you actually
it's not
know?
Smart. Of course he knew.
Yeah, I knew it had Swan on it, yeah.
But you went, I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past him not knowing what it actually says.
Dave, I can't wait for the next fucking Stephen Lies and your detective.
I'll get snatched up.
Not mine.
Me no know.
Yeah.
I'm just happy with myself that I won.
You're a fucking loser. Embarrassing story time, guys.
Hey!
Did you write this? Because it's a fucking lie, Dave. While stacking the top shelves at Home Bargains, I accidentally pushed a box of crisps too far in. This resulted in me hearing a scream from the opposite aisle. Spelt wrong. I ran round to find a woman covered in almond milk, which obviously burst upon impact in her head. Plus, to make things worse, she was handicapped. Of course she fucking was.
I heard that as when I was stuck in the shelves at Home Bargains.
He's been living there for ages. Help!
People did that for a trend on YouTube for ages. Like, they'd pull things out from the aisle and go in behind it and try and stay overnight.
Really?
Behind, like, the toilet roll.
Seen someone do that in IKEA as well.
Everything you say is a lie. This one comes from Niall Thomas.
Please,
can I remain anonymous?
Podcast. Here's my story. Year 10, kicking a ball about in school. Then my mates kick a massive fuck off stone at me. Misses. Then I kick it back. He jumps over it. Goes for about 30 yards and over a bank. There happened to be kids with special needs down there. I pinged one right in the head. Blood everywhere. He was all right in the end. So I ran to the loo to get him tissue to look as if I was sorry. You're not actually sorry. But people may judge me. Somehow didn't get in trouble, but missed Welsh. So, you know, So he must be Welsh. Who teaches Welsh?
Well, I didn't get any of that. So he kicked a stone.
He kicked a stone, hit a child with...
Oh, and he went to feel sorry for him.
And he was bleeding, so he ran over with tissue.
Right.
I don't think that's true either.
Yeah. Although, I think running over with tissue, I think that could be true. And also, I went to Norwich and I was at the beach. And I was throwing stones, just lobbing them.
Yeah.
And what I didn't realise was where it dropped off, there's like a family of Germans sat beneath there having a picnic. So I'd just been chucking stones at them. They were shouting at me in German. And then my mum was like, oh, sorry, you didn't realise you were there.
Nine.
The one day I dress as a British soldier.
I've got a mark on my knee.
Yeah.
From where a German boy I met on the beach smashed my knee in with a rock.
Like, smashed your knee in with a rock?
Yeah, so I was about 8 years old.
Yeah.
And me and this kid were just playing around with rocks, as you do. And accidentally, but he was smashing a rock on the floor and he caught my knee. There's like a mark for where it went right down to the bone.
So it was like payback, and you didn't even realise.
Yeah.
I love payback, Dave. Give the message to Steve. In over 15 years.
This was meant for him.
He's going to come barging in the room in a minute.
I'm still seething, guys. I need something to calm me down.
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
So this week I obviously went drinking, because that is what you do.
Yeah.
And I think I learned a thing or two whilst drinking. And there you go. I have no more to add to it. I'll have more to add after the fact. Wow, what a great day to be alive. The birds are singing and the sky is blue. Name a better day to get fucking blitzed. Oh shit, it's Granny's spot. Yo geez, my grandma says this place has the tastiest no-no juice in the country. Pour it up. Damn, that's the shit. Say, my grand-grand must work in this place. She says she's always getting mad bread here.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this bread to set before you.
What? I have seen the light, O Jesus. I need to sort myself out. And I know just what I need. A massage. Damn, this is soothing, but me no likey to flute music. Hey, cabin boy.
Hello.
Turn that shit off and chuck on some of that whale singing.
Go on, our kid. Milk two sugar. Wash for a soft or...
Fuck you. Hey, sir, I'm here for my massage now.
Okay, then.
A few minutes later.
Damn, this is so soothing.
So, you want a happy ending?
Oh, geez, no thanks. I'm still thinking of my grandma. Oh, don't go. Daddy need that relaxation. Where's that music coming from? Oh, I get it. You're giving me the sad ending. Oh, and here comes the TV. Let me guess, Marley and Me. Yep, there he is, Marley. And there's Owen Wilson.
Wow.
And there's... Oh, God.
Hello!
What's he doing here?
Looking semi-sexy there, like it?
No!
Was there any drinking in that?
Yeah, I drank some wine at the beginning.
Max, I'm so sorry that in your quest for calm, you've yet again been disturbed by... a disgusting creature.
It's sad to see, you know, God at the beginning of the day. and you know what, so I can only call the devil at the end of them.
Absolutely, yeah, horny devil.
Yeah, I'm just annoyed because.
Sorry, Cam. You seem emotional.
I can't believe it.
Do you want to get out? Sorry. It's all right, mate. Have a moment. Poor lad.
It was Cameron's dog in the video.
Oh, was it? Was that? Yeah. Was it get put down? Is that what that was?
He was put down. He was. Well, I guess he was.
Pull up.
Yeah. People wonder why Joe isn't on the podcast anymore. It's because he shags dogs.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he has a certain type?
He doesn't have time for the podcast anymore.
Yeah, I think he likes strays in
particular. Strays, yeah, like pedigrees. And
yeah. I'm worried about worried why Owen Wilson was in the film with him.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. Who are you?
How do you do?
Who are you?
Are you taking the piss?
Are you?
You don't know about Mo Lester?
No. Oh, we do, the Everton player that we...
Yay! Yes. What the fuck?
Mo, what are you doing here?
I think I'm a dancing fuser. I'm a dancing fusiest.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yes.
Great to have you here, Mo.
Of course you are.
Yes, I'm very enthusiastic about dancing, you know. What's the word?
Like a Louis Spence.
One of the more tangible pleasures of the flesh.
What would you make of Louis Spence?
What do I make of Louis Spence?
Yeah.
Mincemeat.
Quite right. he's a very generous performer. Yeah.
In more ways than one?
No.
Oh.
Just one. The audience gets the money's worth.
Yeah.
Mo, what did you do before you were a dance enthusiast?
Well, I'll be contravening the better part of my witness protection program.
By saying that, alone, he's doing that.
Yeah. I suppose.
And so
we all made mistakes.
did you piss off the people at the witness protection by any chance, Mo Lester?
No. Was
Mo Lester just written on the rap sheet? that's not your name.
How are we spelling your name? Is it M O E and M O?
Dave, don't ask about spelling.
You've done enough.
Come to think of it, you know, all this has really brought some real issues to home.
Yeah,
for me coming here today.
Where is your home, by the way? If any people want to kill you.
Well, I was actually from Bognor Regis. If we're being honest, my name was Gary.
Gary Lester.
Yeah.
Why did you change it to Mo?
And why did they only change your first name?
I'm a massive fan of The Simpsons.
It was either that or I'm Robert.
Robert Lester.
I was gonna go to France. I can't do French accents. I don't like croissants.
Really? No, let's talk more about that. Why not Mo?
It reminds me of cramping. Ever seen someone do a cramp, I'll smell that and think, oh, God, smells like a rotten croissant.
Rotten
croissant. If you give me some dances, I could tell you how I perceive them in terms of sensuality.
I don't want to entertain a paedophile.
I'm too old to entertain a paedophile.
Funnily enough, there was a stage in my 20s when I was living in Scunthorpe and my name was Paedophile.
Paedophile.
Mo, or Peter.
Whatever you like, but we're too far down the rabbit hole. Do anything about it now.
Rabbits as well. Or bunnies in your case. So, Mo, I'll be honest with you. When I saw that sovereign around your neck, I thought, he's a paedophile. it's only something a paedophile would wear.
Oh, shit.
And that beard. That's like a pedo beard.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Shoes and jeans. Trademark Mo Lester.
And the nose. Don't forget the nose.
The pedo cologne, if I ever smell one.
And they say that's the pedo.
Hey, go get a shower.
Just don't go there because, you know, there will be children around.
And that earring.
Yeah. He got the pedophile side.
The pedophile side. And the right ear of the pedophile side.
And
Mo, did I notice some ink on your
arm? At least you're safe, boys. Well,
it's all right with you. I'll be off.
Tally ho.
Pleasure to meet you all.
Goodbye, yeah. Mo.
Wish we could say the same.
Yep, fuck off.
Wow.
We do get some odd ones in, don't we?
We do, yeah. Dance enthusiasts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Dave, you said you didn't know what it said, and it was clear you did. God.
So angry.
Still on this.
Yeah.
What can I do to make it up to you?
Could you wear the vest for the rest of the show, please?
If I have to, yeah, I suppose.
And make everything right in the world.
Oh, I'll do it.
Well, thanks, Mo.
Some fella with bleached ears just give me some new gay jeans.
they're not gay. They're just paedophile. Two very different things.
Garish, in a way.
It's now time for Dave's Rave Reviews.
Ooh.
It's Dave's Raves.
Dave's Raves. Gotta get those Dave's Raves.
He's reviewing.
Hey. So this week I am reviewing and showing how to change an electric socket.
Wow, that's pretty complex compared to taking a shower. Take it away.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a Dave's Raves Reviews. In today's episode, I'm going to be showing you how to change an electric socket. First things first is you want to get a screwdriver to open the socket up. Or if you're Doctor Who, a sonic screwdriver. That's just a little joke for the Doctor Who fans out there. So once you've opened up the socket, you should see three wires. An earth wire, a natural wire, and a red wire. I don't know what they do, I don't know what they mean, but I know they've got to be connected up to each other. So we're going to give that a go. So we'll put the red and the electric noise. Electric noise. Pikachu. Oh my god. Oh shit. I've just had 12,000 volts go through my mind. And then I just transformed into a dragon. But I was all good.
Am I going to get my Henry Hoover back?
It's the only reason why that fucking thing needed fixing. But yeah, 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
12,000 volts to your body.
Through my body. I think it gave me a bit more strength, you know.
You look like it, yeah.
Yeah. Put
some hair on your chest.
Yeah. Just a very non-hairless man.
Non-hairless.
You should be a smell.
Fucking Sasquatch.
There you go. That's my review.
6 out of 10 is better than showering.
I think showering
taking
got four.
Taking a poo as well.
Yeah.
that was pretty mental, but there's levels to that game. It's obscene green.
Obscene green.
Gotta get those obscene greens.
But it helped if I just made my own
theme tune. You need your greens.
You do need your own theme tune.
You just got it.
All right.
Stole mine.
All right, sweaty phone here.
Doing this one.
I was gonna do my segment.
Until I got high.
On the green stuff.
Hey!
Oh! Keep Satan's kale away from me. My body's a temple.
Those
it's what, 25th of August? That's what we're talking. Jokes, the good old, fun old 25th of August. Lots of stuff happened, lots of fun stuff. Not that we'd know about it because no one seems to have recorded anything that was any fun at all. It's just a load.
Sounds like
of...
the podcast.
Shit!
Sounds like this fucking segment.
Right, let's get this over and done with, people. We've all got lives to live apart from you.
Go back to the start.
Don't do anything.
Yeah.
That's... Oh, right, I thought that's just a really mean thing to say then.
Never. Just punch him in the face.
You cunt. We can record this in history, you numbet.
Right. 325 BAD, the First Council of Nicaea ends with the adoption of the Nicene Creed, which established the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. So Holy Trinity was created in 325. You'd think it'd have been around forever if you'd read the Bible.
What's the Holy Trinity?
No,
the Father, Son, the Son, the Holy Ghost.
And the Holy Ghost.
Wow.
So you start off, nice easy one. You can pick a new Holy Trinity. What is it? Who's in it?
Great question. Oh, Destiny's Child came straight to mind.
Eric Katona.
The Sugar Babes. You never get bored and just switch them out as you want. Jesus on his comeback tour.
I just go for the Beatles, man, as Ringo.
That's weird, that, because it's a holy trinity and you get rid of Ring. Oh.
Wow. Oh.
Fucking Dr. Dre over here.
Go on, Dave, who are you having?
Probably go one of those ghost hunters, you know, Eric Davis.
Eric Davis?
I don't know. Who's
fucking Eric. Malcolm's finest entertainer. It's me, Eric Davis.
I go Kevin Davis.
And Mark Davis.
I go Warwick Davis.
Who's the one you always do the impression of?
Eric Okora.
That's the one.
Yeah, I'd love Eric Okora. Yeah.
You see where I got confused?
You just sound like a Blackpool comedian. Yeah, yeah.
As the ghost, the holy one, probably Jesus.
You keep in Jesus. Jesus.
Eric Davis, Derek Corrin, Jesus.
And who's
God
the other
and the
one?
Holy Ghost. No, I know. Can't say who's the other one when you've had Eric Davis and Jesus.
Who's the sky fella? Who invented planes?
Scarface.
Go for them.
The Wright brothers.
Yeah, so yeah, you're the Wright brothers.
Fucking Jeff Stelling.
Eric Davis, yes. Jesus, and the Wrights.
Funnily enough, 1932, yes, Amelia Earhart completes transcontinental flight.
Wow.
She wouldn't have done that without the Wright brothers. Oh, yeah.
I heard she went joyriding with someone's missus.
Oh, God, it's one of the presidents.
That's it,
the president at the time, they were having a big dinner and Amelia Earhart was there.
Would it be her Herbert Hoover?
I don't know. I'm not going to say.
I was off in the cupboard with him.
Hiding away.
But basically, yeah, Amelia Earhart and the wife of whoever went, oh, let's just fuck off and get a plane.
Cool.
And they stole one of the planes. And yeah,
great job, Ryan, as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fancy a ride in my plane?
No.
All right, so the question on this one could be then, if you try to...
What did you mean by that?
My mate.
Say no more, Dave. I know all about this.
I always take off with her.
My mate told me this chat up line. He went, do you ever want to play Pearl Harbor? And they go,
oh, you've said this before, Dave.
I don't know.
And you just said, I'll bomb the shit out of you.
Yeah, that was what it is meant to say is I'll blow the hell out of you, but I said bomb the hell out of you. Yeah, I got confused with the bombing part.
Yeah.
Maybe if your accent bomb and bum was the same.
Yeah, yeah,
you don't
exactly.
want to confuse two words.
No, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You don't want to be a bomb enthusiast.
No.
I can smell people's bottoms.
We haven't got much time left.
All right, go on. One last one then.
Shit.
1609, Galileo demonstrates his first telescope to Venetian law.
Hey!
No way. Just one last one. Hey!
Welcome to Substance Green. Hey!
We are on our penultimate segment. It's Put It to the Max.
Put it to the max.
Hello, lads. Please keep my name anonymous.
Ooh.
I recently found myself to be unmotivated to do anything other than sleep and go to work. Maybe it's the lingering effect of lockdown, but I can't seem to find the energy to do the things I used to enjoy, in brackets, guitar practice, gym, going out, etc. Lucky gym. What do you lads do if and when you find yourselves in a similar situation? Thank you, Anonymous.
Yeah,
good question. In a bit of a funk.
See, I am also in that funk. So
yeah.
If you've got any advice, this would be great for
your hobby's drinking.
Of us.
You do it all the time.
Yeah. It's true. A piss
psoriasis,
is good.
Is that a hobby?
That's a sad one. Because, like, your hobbies are what life's about.
Yeah.
That's it, mate.
You know, like, working.
Oh. But you said you haven't done anything this week.
Well, no, I have, but not anything.
What?
Intro. All right, start again. Right from the top.
Nothing that would interest the viewers of this podcast. I've been playing Ace Attorney, the great Ace Attorney. Very good game.
Oh, is that the lawyer game that you played on tour?
Yeah, it was, yeah. God, there was like a really sad bit, and we were in the back of a taxi, and it was a really sad bit, and part of me was like choking up, like, oh no, this is devastating. But like Will and Stephen,
I was watching Training Day.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
really into Denzel Washington.
I was just there like, oh God.
I'm just there, you motherfucker. And then Ryan was there.
Yeah. And I was there with Dave's mum.
He's playing checkers. Can we give him a chest? No. Okay. Motherfucker. I'm King Kong. I'm hearing this shit.
It was a long tour for them.
God, it was.
So he's in a funk. At least he's going to work.
Funk.
Maybe it's his job.
Yeah.
Him down.
So I think mine is. To be fair.
Yeah.
It's me.
Because in lockdown you had a lot more free time. I think. Yeah, it's tricky if you've got stuff that. Hobbies that require a bit more time, maybe.
Yeah.
Looking to try and get another day off, or maybe like every other week you could get a weekend off or something like that.
Yeah.
You can spend more time doing what you enjoy. Mm-hmm. Gym, you can still go to the gym when you've got a job. I think just half the thing with the gym is just getting there.
Being asked.
Once you're there. Yeah.
I'd have to say, without knowing what the job is, you can't really answer this question like fully, but if he's got a job where it is physically taxing...
Could be a Premier League midfielder.
then maybe going to the gym, maybe that's why. I assume time is like the issue here.
As long as Rosie's not going wild with where she parks the canal boats, should be easy enough to find it.
A big Rosie and Jim reference for everyone. Yeah, okay. Come on, guys.
All you see ITV stands.
Too young for that, I think.
Oh,
not a clue. Sake. Rosie and Jim are.
Little puppets.
Like Richard and Judy. What? No, Richard and Judy. Punch and Judy. Punch and Judy.
Richard and Judy. The puppets of the deep state.
Punch and Judy.
Punching and Judy.
Stop. Punch and Judy. Weird shit.
Dave's puppet show is just a TV screen. Watch this. As you say, we pay. Good
stuff. Sits outside people's house with a bailiff character.
Give me a telly. How's he doing that?
Boo, it's me, the bailiff.
And you've not been able to do that because of your job.
No, exactly. Yeah,
like, you're really missing it.
It's really getting me down.
Get in touch with some old friends.
Yeah.
Or some current friends.
Yeah.
Forget the old ones.
You know, if your friends at the minute, you know, they're not doing out, you can, so maybe a friend that you've just not seen for a while because of lockdown, say what you're doing. Do you want to do something? There you go. You could, if you're into it.
Don't say all that at once, by the way.
How you doing, lads? I've got something to say anyway.
Send them the clip of this bit.
Yeah.
I've been told to do this.
I don't really want to. Yeah.
His mate's watching the clip. His string's coming off his arm. What the fuck is that? I'm very busy, man.
Stop listening to this podcast. It's probably draining you. Yeah, I think speak to your friends.
Join a club or
family,
something. Yeah.
Go out and do something. Yeah. You've just got to push yourself to do it, I think, especially with the gym.
And if it's got to, you know, such a depressing level, just go out drinking on your own.
Yeah.
Get an app. There's an app for that.
Yeah, the app will change your life.
It's now time for final question. It's the final question. A viewer asked me this question in the comment section the other day, and it's a bit of a pickle, really.
Mm.
Okay.
Not the viewer.
No.
Leave me alone, you pickle.
Pickle Rick.
Oh, so, you smelly pickle boy. Don't care about your problems. Fuck off. Get back in your jar, you smell of vinegar.
Prince Andrew, Prince Philip and Prince George, snog, marry, kill.
Ooh. Isn't Prince George like 12?
It doesn't stop some people.
Right, you kill Andrew.
Yeah.
What are the other two?
So you've got marry a kid.
Marry or snog. George and Philip, who's dead.
I want to kill a kid.
Fuck me. You got to snog Philip then, aren't you? And then deal with the tetanus or whatever shit you get. Well, then in the old days, you would get people who were older marrying into the royal lineage. Mm. And marrying them doesn't mean that you have to consummate your marriage or whatever. You just marry them, get the power, become... You know, the King of England, put a big pride flag over Buckingham Palace. Yeah. The world becomes a much nicer place.
In terms of killing. You can't kill Philip.
But he's already dead. He's dead.
Yeah, so exactly.
Unless he comes back.
Are we saying he's alive just for the sake of this?
Yeah,
he's just so you can...
He's got a week left.
He's on his death. It's during deathbed confessions.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so
come
it's
on. Kill Andrew, surely.
I'd kill Andrew.
Yeah.
And I'd have to marry young George.
Yeah.
I'll get a few odd looks.
Yeah.
But hey.
He's 18 in 6 years.
I don't think he's that.
Is he that?
No.
I thought
George
younger.
Is a little kid, isn't he? He's only five, isn't he?
I have no idea.
You pedo.
He is in my mind.
He's 18 in Dave years. Your Honour.
My dog years.
Your Majesty.
Oh, I can actually only count to 12.
So. Yeah, I'd say, I'd kill Andrew.
We all snog him, Philip.
Even if he was dead, I'd snog him. And then I'll marry the kid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Seems like the only logical option, does it?
Yes, very logical this week.
Wow. We all just sailed through it.
And I assume we're all saying the same thing.
I am.
Is anyone different?
Max, you'd be different.
Okay. Kill the kid. Snog Andrew. And marry Philip.
Get free pizza for snogging Andrew, don't you?
We had to cut out the bit where Dave said, and kill Megan.
Do everyone a favour.
Oh, Dave. Sorry. No, we're all having fun.
Yeah. Just ruined that.
Like Stephen Lies. I've been joined by David Rees.
Thank you very much.
Max Smith.
Hey.
Go do something with your life, yeah? And Cameron Green.
Hope you like my nipples, everyone.
Hey.
They did have a starring role this year. A week, month.
This year.
Week, month.
This year, you're not ready for the big reveal. The 100K special. Nip-palooza.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.